Welcome again to another Chaos Reign stream podcast / YouTube. I'm Chaos Reign here. The one that's supposed to create the chaos and then eventually restore order. Today's stream is on the subject, which is titled Hoes Winning. Is this a fact? Now, this is going to be controversial, like everything else. And as y'all know, my beliefs and understanding about the hoes, and as a man, I don't really entertain hoes, to be fair and honest. I'm going to deal with regular women. Hell, if they're respectful, even better. But this notion that hoes and that a lot of black women especially said that these hoes are winning, I beg to differ. I really do. But if anybody's not familiar with the podcast, the stream, you can find me on YouTube, Chaos Reign. Make sure you hit that red bell. I mean, that red button, top bell for notifications. You now also can find some of the broadcasts and some of my streams also on audio playback through Spotify, Anchor, Google Play, and all that good stuff is also you can find to download and listen to. I think one thing what I'm doing is season two will be slowly moving on to that, to the podcast side of things. So for those who not familiar with this side on the YouTube side, you know, you can find me on those other outlets as well. Also, I'm also on Facebook and I am also on Twitter. And I forgot about Twitter. Let me see. Oh, you know, let me do this. Yes, I forgot about Twitter. Well, I can't get access right now to Twitter. So let me stop sharing this. That's the one thing I did forget about Twitter. Yeah, I'm on Twitter as well. I will try to be a little more active on Twitter. But one thing with Twitter, I don't use too much because it's not really much popping like it used to. I don't know. Maybe I'm not using it properly. That's what I'm thinking about. But nonetheless, I'm on Twitter as well. So if you have Twitter, you can follow me at Chaos Rain the 7. That's my Twitter. On Facebook, I'm known as Eric Rain. You can also follow, leave comments, or actually want to ask a question. I'm there on Facebook as well. Let me just check a few things, and I'm probably going to continue on, so be patient. All right, so how can I tackle this? I'm gonna listen to a lot of women's feedback about the hoes, that they're a good woman. They do the things that, from their understanding, can hold and keep a man. Well, I mean, they cook, they clean, they take care of the kids if they have kids. Hell, they might even give some sex on the side once in a while. But through the psychology of a lot of women, let's say for the sisters, they feel that they do all this and the man still goes out and fucks around, cheats behind their man. And they're frustrated about all this. I don't blame you. I do not blame you at all. But you must understand, sweetie, that no matter what you do, and you do what's in your best interest, in my logic, in my thinking, is that you always hear, and I refer to a song called by what's it, Dennis Brown, or was it Gregory Isaacs, one of them guys? They said a man is just a man. Also, you hear songs from what it called, Mr. Brown. He says this is a man's world. The point I'm mentioning is this because a man's gonna move regardless, right of his economic situations. He's gonna be do one of two things. He's gonna find a nice comfort home to nest. He's gonna eat, he's gonna shit, and he's gonna have sex. Now, as you know, there is a very much a small pool of men, especially black men, out here, and depending of the quality man you messing with, he could be that sexually appealing man that other women want to have to make love to have his baby, and you're gonna have some set of men that's not sexually appealing, but he might have money in the form of that of a little form of resource. Nonetheless, women are gonna sit there trying to entertain a man that has value, whether it is sexual and appealing or a form of currency. Your job as a woman is to do the best you can to be supportive and a good helpmate to your man. Period. All this thing about hoes, this and that, as a man speaking from my perspective and from my mouth, that is irrelevant to the household that he already created for you, if he's doing his job. Now, do I advocate you deal with a dude that's not being productive and he's still in the streets looking for more tails to bang? No, don't do that. I wouldn't advise you to do that. But a man's doing what he should be doing to keep the roof, some food, or something that's to the household. Then what he does on out the road or in the streets stays in the streets, nonetheless. And in the streets, men is always going to be conflated with obstacles because he has to sit there, deal with the environment, impose the environment. And out this environment, the environment is a dangerous place. You see cats, dogs, animals, all forms of creatures fighting, tearing, clawing for that piece of scrappings. That's how a man looks at it when he goes out in the streets. He has to sit there, claw and scrape everything to bring back home the bacon for you and the children. Now, going about that, he's going to be confronted with a lot of obstacles. Some women that are, if I show some pictures, do I have pictures? I could probably Google some pictures now. I'm talking about. He's gonna be conflated with women like me see if I can find it. Oh gosh. These are some weird pictures. No, I can't use this. Let me go back. Yeah, I am not definitely not using this. Let me find. Nope. Should be more prepared for this. I know what to do, guys. Let me go to the history. I had a set of pictures that I had to now find and pull back up again. Let me see. This is the one. Oh, here's. I found it. Share my screen. And mind you, these are just subpar pictures. One of the things that you'll notice, and when you type in the term hoes on Google, you'll notice that there are images like these, like this one. This is what Google pops up when it says about hoes. Another one. And they get very much explicit, which I'm not going to go through. This one from Black China. Looks like Black China. This one right here. This one. These are so-called baller hoes. As you can tell, Stephen A. Smith on one side and the baller girls on the other side that want athletes because they know so they got the money to sit there, give them the lavish lifestyle, but not even marry them. Because one thing you must understand, ladies, before I continue this, let me stop this. You gotta understand, ladies, is that the hoe at the end of the day only plays a hoe's role. And she plays a hoe's role right. And most of them don't be a good hoe. Sometimes they get spiteful and want to be replacement, be the number one woman in that man's life because he's given her money, some tangible goods from a bag, mostly a fake Louis Vuitton, fake bourbon, a fake Gucci bags, to even go as far as a couple hundreds, maybe thousands, if possible, depending on your man, that how much money he makes, he'll give, which is pocket money, to this hoe. And in return, he gets some self-gratification, i.e., he might get some sex. He might get someone to sit there to cuddle with, something to make him feel extra special like a man. So you gotta understand these hoes have their purpose out here in the society. I mean, if you look at and let's use some celebrities, for example. Wendy Williams and her husband. I'm not sure if they're divorced, but this man, depending on what he does for a living, and I think Wendy makes more money than him, that he had a side piece. A woman that's like 10 years or hell, even almost 20 years younger than Wendy Williams. Right now, he up here knocked that one up, moved her into a close apartment house across where they live in New York. And, Wendy had to suck it up. Now, is Wendy Williams a saint? No, she probably has some, dudes or mistress on the side too. We all know she likes to take drugs, coke, sniff a coke up there. Like I said, hoes to the average man do serve a purpose. In this society, in this community, that we don't know how far in depth they pose not only a threat, but purpose to households. We all hear stories of a lot of households be broken up that be around pushing 5, 10, and hell, maybe 15 to 20 years. Marriages, maybe long-term relationships, and people and couples, especially the woman, is the one that always initiates the one of two things, the breakup or the divorce. And we all know divorce right now in every community, especially Black community, is pushing more than half. And if we look at the data properly, the main reason why it's being filed is, if we check the good, usually financial issues. Not always that the man might have a side piece. Most women, to be honest with you, be fair, most women don't really give a crap what the man does on the street if we want to hold this, have this conversation, in my mind. And I believe that's what I have to conclude, because if a man having those side pieces is the biggest issue, most women today Won't be in a relationship. Especially if a man that you know that you are sexually attracted to him, that you think he can't get and bag another woman or another one like her. I'm just saying. Now, I'm not saying most women can't get other young dudes to sleep with them or fuck them. That's not the conversation. The conversation we have is, why is the notion that hoes is winning? I always ask most ladies, are you as a woman doing enough to hang on and keep a man besides what he does outside the road? Because the more financially stable this a man is, or the more sexually appealing he is, the higher chance that the hoes are coming, one way or the other. You're not going to escape that, sweeties. And you should not expect that your man, depending on how much you trust him, that he's not going to have no side chick to the side, on the average. And I remember having this conversation with Topaz. In regards a stream me and her did, which I eventually will share in the coming weeks. So be on the lookout for that. That I asked her, why is women in general love to sleep and have sex with married men? I'm going to let y'all think on that. I'm not going to give you the answer to that. When you tune in, you'll know what I'm talking about. but come on, let's keep it real. I remember when George Macon brought this question and created a video to the conversation. Is some have to really sit there and evaluate, say, you know, this is something we don't talk about in the community a lot. But then again, when we look at examine the community as a whole, there are certain things we're not going to just say. We're not going to say anything like this. A lot of women in a lot of circles that are close with other women, that are friends for 10 to 20 years, know that they can't trust their best friend around their man, especially their husbands. Because on default, every woman has a hole as a friend. Let's keep it 100. Let's have this conversation. Because to be fair, honest, we don't have these discussions in the communities. A lot of women don't want to have these discussions because it starts point the finger at them to know and say that you, as a woman, might have, or you have, one time, fuck one of your friends, boyfriends or husbands. They did TV shows on this. Hell, they did some movies on this. I can't remember the movies they done, but they have entertained this. And I'm not lying to tell you this right now. So, like I said, when a woman mentioned this question, brought this to my attention, and I was listening good and asked the brothers around the community, especially brothers on podcast, YouTube, this question. Why are hoes, or why men entertain hoes? And you have a good wife. A lot of black men, and let's keep it honest, a lot of men in general, to be honest with you ladies, are going to give you the straight up facts. Why? I'm going to tell you personally why we entertain the hoes. It's because some women just want to get fucked. And let's keep it real. A lot of women know they're not going to entertain no dude. And I mean no dude if he doesn't have nobody. Hell, you won't even, if it's a woman, if you're a single woman right now and you look at out in the day market and you want to search for a mate, 9 tenths of the time, you're not going to entertain that man if he's never in a relationship right now, ladies. T.I. already told you this. So look, T.I. told you, said that a lot of women or hoes like to mess around men that has somebody. And I'm going to say A lot of women get a adrenal rush, or they get very wet. They get the pussy wet, knowing that they sit there could go around and fuck other friends or women's husbands as a turn on, to be honest with you. You know, ladies, what I'm talking about. You have a friend that knows that you don't want or you don't trust around your man. Because you know, if you put your man in a sticky situation with your best friend, if she looks good or not, that he's gonna, that one day you turn around and you come bust up the door, this your friend's gonna be sucking your boyfriend, your husband's dick. I tell you, it's hard being a man. I tell you that much right now, ladies. It's not no easy thing. You might be able to turn out many dicks, depending if you're not that loose. But I must say, personally, as a man, you buck up with the wrong chick, I don't know, man. We gonna be fucking. I mean, really, truly, these hoes are very much opportunistic. They really want to have the opportunity to steal another person's, or want to, or not even want, they going to steal your man one way or the other. Here's another picture. And there's many more pictures, as you could tell. What's this one? If you look at Google's is one, it's an interesting platform, Google. When you type of the website, the app is very interesting when they the search engine when they talk about hoes. And scroll down, there's more women. Most particularly when they talk about hoes, as I count from the many pictures, mains, it's a mixture of racial people on the average. So that's what it'd be. And that's what the Google. When you type up hoes, that was presented. I look at it that a lot of women will take the opportunity, if given, that they will steal another woman's husband. Because let's keep it real, ladies, you don't like to share. That's just the honest truth. You just don't like to share at all. I don't blame you. It is in your nature to be very selfish. To a degree. And some women are given, but when it comes to the opposite sex, they're very selfish. They want to know that a man has the ability to not only pull another woman, but if he has money and has looks, or one the other, he's gonna have a bunch of women trying to run him down. I mean, if you look at the term sugar daddy and sugar baby, which I have discovered, I think was it, I don't know what his name was. But he said that this has been around since the early 20th century. I had to beg a differ. The term sugar baby and sugar daddy has been going around since the days of enslavement for African people. How I know? Because if you look at back in days of the movies that talk about enslavement or read books, you always know that the slave master always had a mistress or a whore on the side that he gets a chance to entertain and have sex with. On the side, because you know she plays a role. Nor the white woman at the time hit didn't like it, but she had no control over it on the average, because she knows a man's gonna be a man. So let's get that clear. A man's gonna be a man. So she plays a role, or plays her role very well. In regards to the being the wife, the good wife. And there's no way around that. So when a lot of women, like I'm talking about saying hoes are winning, don't get Cardi B, get your head off Phillip, ladies. Because that's not the game. You know, she talked about she doesn't cook, she doesn't clean, she doesn't do any of that, but she able to get a ring. The reason why she got a ring, because she's in the business. And there are stories of some hoes, not many, but some, that play the sugar baby role or the side piece for a long time until the main piece, which is the wife or the main girl or the girlfriend, number one, slips up. The man always has his hoe lined up, his mistress, his side chick, ready to replace her. It does happen. It definitely does happen. But I'm telling you personally, they're not winning like it out here, ladies. Because they let me tell you something about the hoe. Especially ones that are strippers, sex prostitutes, or, you know, are in the realm. So sex, the sex industries, like doing adult film, etc. That they have practiced and learned the art of what we call seduction. Do you want to repeat that? A lot of women that's in the adult industries or any form of adult business, stripping, porn, tricking, etc., they have learned and mastered the art of seduction. And hell, some of them don't even have to be in that business to understand seduction. You have some friends right now that's engaged in it right now. And how they learn it, because they learn how to manipulate male nature when they're younger. Sometimes they have their mothers that were possibly hoes, and they learn from her to, you know, watching their favorite actress, singer, and follow their rubric of how they get things. So women of any age, especially when they become adults, 18 and up, depending on their circumstance, they had to learn how to seduce a male, whether a boy or men, because they know for them to gain or get some, they had to grasp and understand the art of seduction. And most of the time, you're not going to get that from a book. Because not everything's in the book that you're going to learn, ladies. Sometimes you have to be in the world, not just outside the world, but be in it to understand how wicked and dirty the world is. I mean, I've noticed time in and time out from the few women, I won't say for myself, but just from, you know, just talking about it right now, that a lot of women have mastered very well. And some women have eventually got caught up when they are caught in the act sleeping with somebody else's man. Normally what happens in this scenario, usually there's violence comes around and ensues, and women are fighting violently, beating each other up for one male, to even go as far as maybe killing each other for a man. No, they say it does not exist, but it does happen. It does really happen. But the point is that some women know that the man they have has the potential to be entertained and having sex, all forms of sexual positions, getting his dick sucked, fucked all over from Monday to Sunday with a hoe. And it comes with the territory. It's part of the game. You get me? But the hoe, at the end of the day, wants to be the main chick. She wants to upgrade from side piece to mistress to wifey at the end of the day for a good portion of hoes. And this applies to the women that are under the age of 30. The older they get, the less chances they're going to get that wifely role. Now, it does happen. I'm not saying it doesn't exist and doesn't happen. That's a lie. It really does. But the caveat of a lot of things, if you think about it, is that they believe if they stay around, because a lot of hosts understand, or a lot of good women, the ones that are wives, doesn't understand, her role is to please that man just enough so that way you slip up and she takes your place. And I'm telling you personally, it doesn't make no sense for you as a grown fucking woman that's married to your husband for more than 5 to 10 years, or hell, even 15 years, to break up your little household for one little fling overnight because your man up here fucking or got caught up with the side chick or the hoe. It's very irrational. It doesn't make sense. That's why when, you know, the other man that does content said his best and tell most women that you must deal with it, and not only deal with it, but you sit there make mends, and you up here ask him serious questions that, are you going, is this the way how this relationship's going to go? Are you going to do this again? Etc. Now, if he feels he will give you some promises, and I say some because not every promise is going to be kept, that he will probably work on it. But like I said, in this environment where the ratio of women are, I forgot what it is again, for us as a black community, there are very less men and a whole lot of women. So obviously women are going to creep and try to get another man for two things, ladies. If the man is sexually appealing in regards to looks, height, body type, or he's a man that has resource, he makes a lot of money, and he's well known. Women are attracted to those two things. And with the West, we like to call it, gives it an outlet for a lot of women to do what they want without no consequence. Because let's think about it. We always hear about there's always consequence for the men when he steps out. But do the women really point the fingers and really put some real consequence for the women that impose themselves to have sex with their man? I'll wait. And make sure y'all like the video as well. I would say no. You know why? Because every woman has the inclinations to be a hoe. Rather a secret hoe, a closet hoe, or etc. That's why you're always going to find these scenarios of good women and hoes. I remember Nicole Michelle mentioned about the slut, the hoe, in a very much articulate fashion. But I always say that, you know, as a woman that's teaching other women how to better themselves, how to attract a mate, you're going to have to learn something from these whores, ladies. And she already admits that you got to take some notes on these hoes, how they're able to attract and seduce a man to get them to do what they want. It's an art. It's not something you're born with. It's something you have to work with, just like everything else. You go to school to get a degree. You go to school to learn. You should also learn how to properly seduce your mate. Properly. A lot of men are not going to tell you this, ladies. I'm just keeping 100. If the men that is telling you this, you give them credit and kudos. And you supply them with resource, with money. Because, be fair and honest, that a hoe can only damage what's in your household, what you allow it. And if you're in this for the long haul, which a lot of people today don't really look at the long haul, anything they do, I'm saying, and I have to conclude that what you're doing, if you decide to get married one day or whatever, you better know this is a partnership, or this is something that's going to be for the bill. Nothing more, nothing less. All the other stuff about sleeping around or find out your man is, what they call, cheating with another woman, that is a hoe. It shouldn't really stop what you're trying to do as a woman and a wife to the household to keep this household functioning. And to be fair, honest, ladies, with cheating and all this stuff, it's been going on since we've been around this soil for centuries. Because I can't remember back in history when black people were just alone that we had these issues about cheating, tricking, etc. This is all the result of being around a Western society, Western thinking, etc. So because we are Westernized as a race of people, we have to understand and operate accordingly in the West. Eurocentric culture, Eurocentric everything. Right, black people are meant, and I said we don't follow it. Yes, you do, because you talk and you speak English. You operate like non-black people. And throughout their culture, everything is a give and take. And in their culture, there is cheating amongst their race people. It's nothing new, you know? So when a lot of women think that there's going to be a perfect relationship, perfect marriage, nothing's perfect. And you should expect nothing perfect. You should expect everything you do to build and maintain, you have to work for it. You have to maintain. You have to do what's necessary. All the other extra stuff, this is garbage. The thing about the hoes, that women should always have an understanding, is that you must know that this woman should not come between you and your husband. Now, you can sit there chastise your husband after you miraculously find out that he's having sex outside the marriage with another woman. That could be your best friend or some other hoe you want to call it. But notice, on the average, he's not going to sit there and break up what you and him built just for that hoe. At all. Hell, some dudes will fight hard and will sit there and warn the side chick that if you even try that, something's going to happen to you. So, you know, how men operate with the hoes. And I'll be honest with you, ladies, not every man is going to be well-equipped mentally, spiritually, deal with other women on the average. A lot of women will give problems and baggage in the relationship. Matter of fact, America doesn't really advocate polygamy like they should be. I think if polygamy was more instituted in this country, this will eliminate a good portion of the problems amongst relationships people. But we know that's not how this country's formula and functions. So obviously, if he is fully committed to you in regards to giving you a marriage, i.e. paperwork, then he's in it for long haul. Besides all the other things that he goes around out in the streets, that's out in the streets. As long as it doesn't come around your household, you're good. I think one of the problems that will affect the household if a man is not firm and strong in his movements is that he should not be bringing outside babies into the marriage. The reason why I say this, because that's a problem. Because now this woman, or the hoe, or the mistress, is able to tap into the resource and funds of your household. And a man should not be able to be paying no woman that he's having sex or fucking and knock her up some little check in the form of a child support monthly. That's no good. And no man that is doing that right now should be engaged in that. He should try to keep what he does out of road, stay out of road, protect himself so he doesn't bring in no outside family into the family he's already building, unfortunately. And this probably will apply to men that has money too. I mean, because it gets complicated after a while. There are too many stories, a lot of women. I mean, no, there's too many stories that happen in a lot of households when the mother or the wife finds out and all of a sudden it becomes a ruckus. She up here attacking him, want to know about the mistress, and eventually she gets in her feelings to want to divorce and take a good portion of the wealth in the household. Which is no good, but yeah. But you get my point. I think that's the only consideration if you have to really make a decision to no longer stay, is when it gets to that. But besides everything in that, if he's not paying the bills, doing what he should be doing, yeah, no problem. No. He might fuck around with one or two women outside the marriage, and it is what it is. Do we advocate it? Not really. But does it happen? Yeah. Is it part of the territory? Yes. Because he fell, if he falls under two realms, a good looking man, tall, handsome, whatever, or he's a man that's not sexually appealing, but he has money, that applies as well. I mean, I think in my book, what will maintain a lot of these marriages longer and make a happy household, your man is going to go outside and creep outside the house overall. It's going to happen one way or the other. I don't want to admit that, but it is what it is. It is part of the game, you know. But you, as a woman, a good wife, that's doing what you should be doing, you should not be concerned about, you know, the hoes trying to take your man or their winning out here. Because as sugar, the sugar babies out there, or the woman that is doing it, they're only doing it for a temporary thing. And to be fair, honest, this is why I harp a lot of black people to read and understand your such history. They have things called brothels. And there's a certain saying and rule with the brothel that no woman after or over the age of 30 is going to be hoeing it up as a career. Once you get too old in the business of brothel or prostitution, they will have to made an issue or even do things to make this woman that has had a career from teenager to almost 30 to go find an actual husband and start a life with kids and stuff. That's one thing I give credit to a lot of Europeans in their culture, that when they do things, it's only for a temporary situation. After all, they have to grow up eventually. And a lot of non-black women, if you look at the track record on the average one, they don't have lengthy careers of sugar babies or hoes on the average. They, at the end, they could go around, do what they do, fuck and suck. And after a while, they go find their Mr. Right. They get married, have kids. And sometimes they might bank big and get a man that's making a lot of money, rich man. But overall, you know, they know, a lot of European women know, that what they do on the streets is a time limit. And they're saying this is not going to last forever. And they make the precautions. Once they're around their late 20s, they start thinking about it. And by the time they hit 30, they are already out the game on the average. And this is one thing I want sisters to get a more clear understanding and start learning that, whether they want to hear that or not. And I remember hearing one chick on a particular channel talking about, says she wants to be a sugar baby for a career for life. And I'm looking, and I'm hearing, say, you must be crazy, bitch, to be doing this up to your 50s. You better go find a book and read. You better, matter of fact, I would tell you to do some better. I would say, girl, you better go look job. You better get some counseling, and you better clean yourself up spiritually, mentally, etc. You should not be thinking and trying to ask for advice for men in general, how I could sit there and be a sugar baby for life. The average man will look at you like you're insane. And the only reason why a lot of black men think like this is because there's always some Negro that's going to take them for their bullshit, for their track record. And I'm telling you, ladies, those days are going to be done. Math, they're done already, because the men that's coming up now that is an early millennial and Gen Z are not going to play that route with you. Your best bet is somebody that is still a baby boomer that's still alive. And most baby boomers today, since the baby boomers range from 1945 to 1964. So we look at the youngest baby boomer as someone that is now going to be 67, which is actual retirement age. to the Gen Xer as young as 55, or actually 57, 1965 to up to 1978, or we could say or 1980. But after that, it just goes downhill from here. So I think I lay out all the scenarios and answered this question. Now, Chaos Rain wants to hear from y'all in the comment sections. Let me hear what you have to say. What's your thoughts and opinions? And your take of really the question, is hoes winning? Is it really reality? Is it a fact? My answer to this is no. And they're not going to win. Because as long as you as a good wife or good girlfriend, wherever you want, the relationship you have with your mate, as long as you're doing your thing, you have no concern or worry about it. If the hoe has to keep you on your toes to be a better wife, then, to be honest with you, she did her damn job. It's that simple. So, let me look at some of these comments, and I'm going to wrap it up. Let's look. All right, salute to you. All right. Okay. I think people just watching. So, think I'll end. Oh, actually, let me check one person. Hold on a second, guys. Hey guys, this is Charles Faulkner. Say woo, Charles.
Hey.
Yeah. The question I pose and I answer is, hoes winning. Is this a fact? The hoe.
Winning the hoe.
Yeah, are they winning out here? Because I know one woman was complaining about their good wife. And they still feel that it's not enough, and the hoe is always winning. They get in the ring, they get more attention. You know, you hear so many stories from women.
Well, what are they winning? What are they willing to compete? Being competitive, because competitive people find what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're not finding what they're looking for. They're not competitive.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, they're not even reinventive of themselves. They won't even take accountability to say, you know what, I've done this in the past, it's time to change this up.
Mm-hmm.
But no, majority of them are not winning, unfortunately. And this is just not a he-man, woman-hater. It's not a, oh, you've been hurt. It's just an easy, real easy assessment. Mm-hmm. You're not getting the results you want because you're not doing the work that's supposed to be required.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, when things actually do go slow, you're even more freaked out about it than we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so many of them living turmoil and chaos.
Mm.
Pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Your answer is no. We're probably going to have to more extreme things, but
mm.
That's what we're saying. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I mean, you said it much more well. I looked at from my perspective that when I look at women, the average woman that is in a long-term relationship or married, when they bring this question to the average man and tell their complaints that these women are winning because some of them might get wifed up, some are getting more attention from your boyfriend, husband, etc. I said that they're not really winning like that because there's nothing guaranteed. You're temporary. You get me? You feel a certain need, and after a while, just like the sugar babies, and you know what I'm talking about, sugar babies, a lot of them feel that they're going to be the mistress or one day be the wifey, which sometimes is very much slim. Some have got wiped up, but usually the men they get wiped up are very old dudes that really they're about to kick the bucket on the average, you know?
Well, let's talk about that. A lot of them are not going to get that.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not gonna use that.
They're not even getting that either. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Right. But at the end of the day, I want women in general, especially black women, that you have no fear. The only thing I tell you, like anything, you be a good wife, you do what you're supposed to be doing, and everything will pan out. You know, you should not be breaking up your households because your man go cheat out. I don't advocate, but if it happens, it happens. You know what I'm saying? You let him know, saying, are you going to do this again? You know, if not, you know. The only thing that a woman should be concerned, if there's any concern, is when a man is bringing outside babies that's going to pull to your pot in your household. You get me? But other than that, you know, it happens. It is what it is. You get me? Yeah. So, I think we answered the question. All right. Thank you, Charles.
You're welcome.
Yeah, cool. So that's pretty good. Matter of fact, I'll end on that. Yeah. So I hope this was stimulate. I hope y'all learned something from this. I examined this. I had to give my take on this, the importance of it. I think at the end of the day, if you're a girlfriend or wife that's doing what you should be doing, you have no fear or concern. It's just that simple. You know, once you start deviating from your responsibility, then you have to have concern. That's how I look at it. And not only that, that if the man is so inclined to mess with multiple holes, he might bring you some disease or outside children, which is problematic. But once it gets to that level, then, you know, obviously you might have to end the relationship altogether. If it comes down to when outside babies come to the picture, yeah, I just don't see you staying around long, you know, because, you know, you're trying to build something with this man. If the man can't even control that aspect of his lust and desire, then in a manner of sense, you stay around. And I don't advocate breaking households, but like I said, if it gets to that point where he's bringing outside babies, yeah, then you have to make a really conscious decision. And not only that, hope that this is not, the decision has to be just and fair. And you have to look at your scenarios. What is better outside this environment? Because once you have kids, you might be stuck with that mate. I'm just saying. But if you have no kids and he knocks up another woman from another relationship, then by default, yeah, it should be over. And that is the message that Chaos Ring will give you. So thank you for listening to today's stream. If you're new to this channel, please hit the red button, the top bell, for notifications of Chaos Ring channel. Also, check out all the previous streams on here. There is a series called Sex Talk with me and Kai. We're going to resume that in the following next episode. Episode 3 is the next episode. That's a series that I came up with. And my good friend Kai, my woman, and my partner in crime, we'll talk about many issues that goes around the sex industries and, you know, people's lustful desires in general. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I feel this time around it's going to be very much a well-necessary talk on the many subjects that affects society and people. And you only gonna find that is here on Chaos Reign Channel. So thank you for listening. Till next time.
Dedicate us, Ring!